Hey, Saints of God, welcome to Word for Today. I pray that this word today will change you. It changed me. Come on, let's learn together.
Hello, 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 Saints of Yahweh, what's up? It is enough, Lord. Wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Excuse me. Let's give God thanks and pray. This is the day that the Lord has made, and let's make a choice to rejoice in it. Amen. Glory to God. It is March 11, 2024. Happy Monday. It is a happy Monday. It's a glorious, wonderful Monday. Why? Because God lives in us. Because the Spirit of God is in us, empowering us to do whatever is before us today. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, we cannot face today with God in us. The kingdom of God is in us because the King lives in us. And because we have the King in us, the kingdom is ours. The kingdom of God is in us, and we walk in that kingdom. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Welcome to Word for Today. And our word for today, it will take us even further into talking about the love of God and how God loves us, how God prepares us for everything that is in our lives, how God has given us all things, and how we are to understand how God's love is in us and prepares us to do the things that God has given us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I pray that you've had a wonderful day in the Lord. I pray that God has infused you with His Holy Spirit, and you stirred up the gift that is in you, Lord God, and that you know that God is with you, no matter where you are or what you're doing, that God is with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And with God in you, with God working in you, for you, through you, as you, that everything that you go through, everything that you find yourself in will be or work out for your good. Not that everything is good, because there are things that we find ourselves in, situations we find ourselves in that aren't good. Just not good. But because God is in us, because we are living in the kingdom and we are applying kingdom principles to our lives, everything works out for our glory. Hallelujah. 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 So I want to look at another scripture. I want to look at Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. And I think we're going to start at verse 14. Says the Lord, we're going to start with 14. And let me see. I think I'm going to read it first of all out of the New Century Version of the Bible. And then I will read it out of, then we'll start walking through it out of the Passion Translation. That seems to be my go-to Bible at this point. And let's read Ephesians chapter 3, starting with verse 14, reading through verse 20. And this is Paul speaking, and he says, "So I bow in prayer before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth gets its true name. I ask the Father in his great glory to give you the power to to be strong inwardly. To be strong inwardly through His Spirit. To be strong inwardly through His Spirit. The love of God in you, for you. I pray that Christ will live in your hearts by faith, and that your life will be strong in love. Be strong in love and be built on love. And I pray that you and all God's holy people will have the power to understand the greatness of Christ's love. How wide and how long and how high and how deep that love is. It says, I pray that you and all God's holy people will have the power to understand the greatness of Jesus, how wide and how long and how high and how deep that love is. Christ's love is greater than anyone can ever know. But I pray that you will be able to know that love. I pray that you will be able to know that love. Then you can be filled with the fullness of God. With God's power working in us, God can do much, much more than anything we can ask or imagine. To God be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus for all time, forever and ever. Amen. That is a packed paragraph. The love of God, the most powerful thing. The love of God. Paul is praying here for all of the saints of God, that all of us would come to know the love, and we will understand how powerful the love of God is, the love of Jesus is for us, and that we let me throw it in. Get it right there. Starting with verse 14, where Paul says, I bow in prayer to the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth gets its true name. Now, I'm going to let you know something that God has been revealing to me about this heaven name. And that I'm still allowing God to work that out in me, I'm doing some study to look at it. But a lot of times, we have looked at that word heaven, and we immediately think of where God is. We think of, four square streets of gold, 12 gates, all that stuff, heaven. And God has been showing that that's not what is heaven. It's not that. Oh my God, it's not that. And so we have been taking scriptures that say that, and because that's what we're thinking, we're interpreting wrong, incomplete. Not wrong, but incomplete, because our knowing is incomplete. So as we know more, we grow more, we can do more, we can be better. So, incompletely, we've been interpreting scriptures. I'm not ready to reveal that, but I'm telling you. Oh, goodness. You see, because right now, this thing, this is saying, this is from whom every family, think about it, every family in heaven and on earth gets its true name for God, our parent, that it's true name. If you remember, when Jesus was talking to the Sadducees, who don't believe in the resurrection, and they were asking him a question about the woman who married all seven brothers. All the brothers died, and eventually she died. And they were asking him, whose wife would she be in heaven, or at the resurrection? And Jesus told them that you don't know the scriptures. Because if you did, you'd know that there's no marriage and no giving in marriage. And in heaven, that there will be, I think it says they'll be like the angels, But so if there's no giving in marriage, and so there's no families in heaven, where are these families in heaven that it says right here? That from whom every family in heaven and on earth gets its true name. Where's that family? Where's the family in heaven that this scripture is talking about? I know I opened up the can of worms, but I'm not going to get into that right now. But I want you to think about that thing and start looking through the Bible and reading the scriptures that have heaven. Okay? It's his true name. It says, I ask the Father in his great glory to give you the power to be strong inwardly. Remember, I said that the love of God is in us. And that love of God is in us, first of all, for us. To help us grow. To clean us up. To help us get rid of all our isms and our pains and our cracks and our kind. Is in us, strong, to be strong inward through his spirit. The spirit, the Holy Spirit that has been given to us fully, without measure. To give us the Holy Spirit so that we can know, we can be strong inwardly. Because first of all, we have to be strong inwardly to be able to walk every single day. To be able to deal with all the things that come at us every day. To be able to be pleasant, just to be pleasant every single day, we have to have the Spirit of God in us, and we have to be strong in our inward parts with the Spirit of God that keeps us and helps us to be strong. It says, he who began the work in us will see it through to the And then he goes on to say, I pray that Christ will live in your hearts by faith. By faith. Our faith is in Christ, our hope. Okay. I want to transfer over to the passage translation right now. And go and read that verses 14, 15, 16. Yes. And so this is the pastor translation, Ephesians 3, 14, 15, and 16. It says, so I kneel humbly in awe before the Father of our Lord Jesus, the Messiah, the perfect Father of every father and mother and child in heaven and on earth. The perfect Father of every father, mother, and child in heaven and on earth. The word in the Aramaic is translated, this word could be translated, it could be translated, the perfect father of every people. The Greek word for father and the word for family are quite similar. And in their estimation, it indicates that every family finds its source in the Father. We find our source in God, our Heavenly Parent. We find our source. God is our source. And so if God is our source, then we have everything we need in us. Because God is in us through the Holy Spirit of God. We have to get this in us. We got to understand how powerful the love of God in us is. And how that will transcend every single area of our lives. How that will transform our minds. Will transform our emotions. Will transform our thoughts. Will transform how we talk, how we walk, how we act. It will transform us. If, as we continue to learn how powerful the love of God is. It says that God is the perfect Father, every father, mother, and child in heaven and on earth. So there's the word heaven. Talk about that. And I pray that God will unveil within you the unlimited riches of His glory and favor until supernatural strength. Woo! Until supernatural strength floods your innermost being. And His divine might and explosive power. And the word here in Greek is dunamis, which means the word where we get explosion from, or dynamite. Explosive power. His divine might and explosive power. That's what the Holy Spirit is in us. The supernatural strength floods our inner being. He brings with it the divine might and explosive power. And it tells us here, it says, and I pray that God would unveil within you the unlimited, that's without limit, riches of His glory. That's the riches of His presence, of His manifest presence in us. The riches of the manifest presence of the Almighty God in us. Oh my goodness. I hope you get this. This is my friend Pastor Chris, it's all up in me. Oh, goodness. Can you understand what I'm saying to you? That the unlimited riches of the Almighty God's presence in us. Every single day that presence is in us, is with us, is going through us, is working in us for us, first of all, so that He can fill our cups to overflow and so it can flow out to others. And it says supernatural strength floods your innermost being with His divine might and explosive power. We can change our lives with that explosive power. Resurrect everything that needs to be resurrected in us. Every positive feeling thing that will cause us to be the joyful, happy, peaceful people we need to be in order to affect this world and affect the lives that we have influence in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The riches of His presence in us and His favor, the unlimited riches of God's presence. presence and favor. Ooh, not just his presence, but his favor in us until supernatural strength. So this evidently doesn't happen overnight. It says until that we, he says that he prays that God will unveil to us, within us, the unlimited riches of God's glory, which is God's presence and favor in us until supernatural strength floods. Wow. Floods your innermost being. With his divine might and explosive power. Just those three verses right there is enough to meditate on and think about for the next year. Expanding our minds into what God has for us. And that God is there to help us do every single. That God's presence is in us to help us to do everything that God has put before us to do. And not only is his presence there, his favor is there. The favor of God is right there with us. And so therefore, everything we do in the presence of God, with the presence and favor of God, is going to succeed. Oh my goodness, Lord, have mercy, hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, my sisters, my brothers, believe this word. Understand, think about it, meditate on it, Selah. Think about it. Just those three verses, what they mean in our lives and how full and rich that God is working in us, for us. Woo! The strength of God floods our innermost being so that we are strong in it. So that we are strong in it. With the fullness of God. I love you so much. But you know what? Jesus loves you so much. Have a wonderful evening in the Lord, and I'll talk tomorrow.
All God's Children Community Church wants to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm your host. And I want to thank you for your support of this program. If you would scroll to the bottom of the link, the bottom of the website, you will see that there's a link that says support this show. If you click on that link, it will take you securely to our Cash App that you can give to Word for Today. And I want you to give so that according to Philippians chapter 4, verses 17, that you will receive the good that comes from giving. Good comes from giving. You know, the word also says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because God wants us to support those who support us with the word. So if you are getting fed, we appreciate that support. And I will pray that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory. Because you support this podcast. And I know that God will give everything that he has. And it says, my God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. And so I believe God for that, and I thank God for it. Also, just below that, you'll see our web, our email account. And if you would, please drop me an email to let me know how the podcast is going, if it's blessing you, and your questions, if you have any. And if I get enough of the questions, I will dedicate a podcast to answering those questions. So I appreciate you, your support. I thank you for your time. And may God's richest blessing continue to be poured out on you as you live in the kingdom and as you bless others.